Hi, I'm Courtney. There's like a million stories to tell about Corey, so I didn't write anything down, which I know Corey would appreciate because we were the world's biggest procrastinators. There was a number of shows we'd be working at RPI Friday night. We had 12 a.m. deadlines, huge projects. It's 10 p.m. I look over at Corey. Have you started it yet? No. Have you? No, we just didn't because, you know, Corey, no worries, it'll get done. We'll just turn it in late, no explanation, as long as you submit it, they'll give you the points, and that's sort of how we worked. I thought about some of the adventures. I know you guys have heard DN1 if you were there. I'm going to need more of those that Mr. McLean will finish with. No, Aya, I haven't heard that one. My favorite memory is probably my first day of junior year of high school. Corey was 2 years older than me, so he was off at college, and I was so sad because all my friends were away at college, and I was pretty miserable that I was stuck at high school, and it sucked. So I sent Corey a text message. That'd be like 6:30 Colorado time, 8 a.m. there at 8:30, I guess I can add, in New York. I sent a text, and I said, I'm really going to miss you today. And Corey, I don't know how he was awake, because he couldn't get Corey to wake up that early, so he called me back immediately and talked to me until I got to school, just making me feel better. And that's how I like to remember Corey, is that even no matter how far away he was, he liked to make sure that he was there for his friends. He never made distance an issue, because he was always there, and you knew that he cared about you, and that friendship could not be broken or drifted apart or anything like that. So I'm really thankful that I have Corey as a friend.